Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the evolving and frightening growth of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and President Obama's decision to send 3,000 U.S. soldiers and Marines into the epicenter of the outbreak, that being Monrovia, Liberia. The president called this outbreak, this virus, a threat to global security. This story came back to me, back to the front burner, when I read an op-ed piece in the New York Times a couple of days ago, written by Michael T. Osterholm, who is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. As of this recording, there have been 4,300 cases and 2,300 deaths over the past 6 months. Last week, the World Health Organization, or WHO, warned that by October of this year, there may be thousands of new cases per week in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Nigeria. Mr. Osterholm says that what is not being said is, quote, that we are in totally uncharted waters, and that Mother Nature is the only force in charge of the crisis at this time, end quote. Two possibilities presented are that Ebola escapes from Africa in the bodies of infected but not yet sick people, and it lands in a megacity outside the region, somewhere else in the world. The second and most frightening scenario is that the virus is mutating and may be airborne, or already is perhaps transmissible through the air. If so, just breathing could put you at risk if you were in the area of Ebola infection. Mr. Osterholm believes that the United Nations, via a Security Council resolution, should be given total responsibility for controlling the outbreak. However, President Obama has a different solution. He is sending 3,000 U.S. troops into the Ebola epicenter in Liberia. The Pentagon says it will, quote, be the lead dog. No one wants U.S. personnel enforcing someone else's martial law if things go south and the entire region is at risk. Well, that is what a Pentagon spokesman said. And we know that U.S. troops can't really fight a virus. They fight people, not viruses. So why send them? The whole country of Liberia, General, looks a little bit southbound to me right now. There are some ominous warning signs in all of this. If we take the time to read between the lines and listen between the lines of what the Pentagon spokesman tell us, first, most estimates of the spread and future deaths from this virus are far, far worse than the World Health Organization estimates. The epidemic seems to be picking up speed and spreading exponentially. As they say in sports, it has momentum on its side. Despite extreme precautions, hundreds of healthcare workers have been infected. Epidemiologists for the National Institutes of Health and the Defense Department estimate growth of the virus at 20,000 cases a month by October. A German virologist said it is too late to stop the virus and that 5 million people will die in Sierra Leone and Liberia alone. He said efforts should now be focused on containing the virus in these two countries. Could that be the role of the U.S. military, to enforce martial law in those countries while the population dies in the streets? How would you like that duty, folks? How would you like it for your sons and daughters? It's easy to put two and two together on this and then come up with four at the same time American troops are being ordered in. U.S. Africa Command is warning U.S. service personnel to avoid non-essential travel to Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. The president was at the Center for Disease Control yesterday for talks about efforts to fight the virus overseas. The military has drawn flak for sending a 25-bed field hospital, which is meant to treat healthcare workers and not civilians. That smacks of writing off those countries as lost to me. Goodbye, Liberia. Goodbye, Sierra Leone. Combat soldiers and Marines, quote, quoting a Pentagon spokesman again, combat soldiers and Marines will be on hand and ready for anything, said a Pentagon official. President Obama has ordered us to help, and we are eager to do it. Well, thank you, Mr. Bureaucrat, Mr. Chairborne Warrior. I wonder if ready for anything really means shooting down fleeing civilians, because U.S. Marines and soldiers are not very good at that sort of thing. Finally, according to a report from Fox News, this mission has stretched the military thin on its other missions. If so, the military is in worse shape than I thought. Only 3,000 troops can stretch it thin. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said, quote, the Department of Defense number one priority is combating Ebola. That is a staggering statement from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Not fighting the Islamic State, not fighting terrorists, not defending our borders, not fighting jihadist groups around the world. No, it's combating Ebola. That is their number one priority. This means trouble, folks. No wonder we are no longer respected around the world. In the meantime, defense spending down 21% since 2010. As of this podcast, no U.S. military personnel will provide patient care. Again, that says to me, stay orderly, folks. Stay orderly over there in Africa and remain calm while you die in the streets, or we will shoot you down either way. Maybe it's the only way to do it, folks. But why do our kids have to do it? That's what I want to know. Time will tell, I guess. Until next time, this is Darryl Castle, folks. Thanks for listening.